Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who is happy to remind you that the first R in the second month of the year is not silent.
Thursday, I don't care about you. It's Friday.
Friday. What are you going to do to be a winner today is the question, or at least one of the questions, not the only question, but it is a question. What have you done so far today to be a winner, and what will you continue to do to win? Win! What is it that, what's the face used to say, Charlie Sheen, winning!
Oh, winning.
Right? Winning! So let's be winners. If you want it bad enough, if you want to be a winner, then you will be a winner. Whether it's at work, whether it's the family, friendship, ladies and gentlemen, right? The idea of having a relationship, a friendly relationship, a love relationship. You got to want it, and then you have to work at it. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. I'm Doug Steffen here working on my relationship with you. Jay Kirshner is also here. We'll work on our relationships with each other and with you as we go through the events of the day, the news of the day, the things that matter, people, issues, all that good stuff. So if your desire to learn is big, if you want to have a good day today, that may be the challenge. You can do it. I know you can do it. Let's make sure we all do what we want to do, what we can do, what we ought to do, actually. Here's an example of people doing what they needed to do. Three people, in fact, survived after a hot air balloon hit a power line. Ay-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi-yi.
And then the balloon disconnected from the basket itself, and the basket dropped.
Boom. 30 feet to the ground. A miracle. It is. It's a miracle. It crashed into a power line. The information that you look at, Jay, looks like the balloon was trying to land in a field. There was a gust of wind, pushed it into the power line. The basket came disconnected. Mm-hmm. The balloon went up and the basket went down. Wow, that's something else.
That is traumatic and truly a miracle. I mean, when you think about it, because you can't steer a balloon. You can steer it up or down, but you can't actually steer where it's going.
I remember having a ride, actually a couple of rides in balloons like this, and then I had one of those powered balloons, they call it a paraglider. It has a big one of the big motor fans on the back of it, and that was when I was doing afternoons in Cincinnati in the 80s. The people asked me to go with them to the airport to do sort of people come to you all the time. Hey, let's do this stunt. And I was dumb enough to say, yeah, let's go do it. So I got into this thing, and I came within 40 feet of a high-tension power line. Why they brought me there or why they had these paraglide trips there, I never did figure that out, but it was not fun.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the video of this crash. It shows the balloon striking the power lines. And actually, it didn't go up. It just went kaboom. And this is next to a roadway. People driving by, and they're watching the balloon blow up, and then what's left of it floats up, goes up, but then the basket goes down. What in the world must those people have been thinking when they went down, they took that drop to the ground, or as they saw the wire coming at them? What in the world?
Oof. Yeah, I was going to say, I think it was probably when the wire was coming at them that they had more time to be fearful of everything, because once they actually hit the wire and then dropped, that all probably happened so fast.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Yep. It happened. And then it's, oh, Huh? Did that just happen? Let's move down to Texas, where a mother is filing a lawsuit against a cheerleading organization, accusing them of intentionally discriminating against her 9-year-old daughter. Daughter is deaf. The complaint was filed by Alicia Mims, U.S. District Court, acknowledging that cheer athletics began a trial period of providing American Sign Language so that the interpreters, the practices could help her daughter. However, according to the suit, the organization still refused to accommodate her daughter's disability by providing qualified interpreters. So what is this all about? Let's think about this for a second. And, you know, you think about parents and their zeal and zest for having their children compete or be involved in things. Is this something that should be, is this practical? I guess maybe that's the question. If you're a cheerleader and you're running around the field and you need directions, who's going, I don't know that I think that, I get the idea behind the complaint, but I wonder if this is practical, if this is something that, if they're being unreasonable here.
I think in this, it's definitely probably a case by case. In this specific situation with competition cheerleading, I think it's practical. She knows that her daughter is fully capable of doing the cheers, doing the stunts, doing the choreography and all of that stuff. It's just communicating during competitions and stuff that there's not a qualified interpreter. I think in this specific case, there may be a discrimination happening.
Yeah.
Especially as a parent. Yeah, we want our kids to be able to do whatever they want to do. But when you know your child is capable of doing something and they are being held back by other people, I think that's kind of like a next level situation.
Mm. All right, well, it'll be interesting to see where this shakes out. I'm not sure I agree with you, but that's all right. It just seems to me, in some cases, in many cases, in a lot of cases, there is huge discrimination against people, you know, whatever, people who are overweight, people who are white, people who are black, people who are, you know, you think of people who don't speak English, prejudice is everywhere.
Well, yeah, I mean, look at, this week was World Down Syndrome Day. And there is a huge prejudice against people with Down syndrome when the reality is
they look different,
just as capable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But if that's a case of more ignorance than anything else. I don't. Okay, well, this is a good conversation, right? You see where it goes and what happens. March 22nd is upon us. It's Friday. Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner on the Good Day program. I would like you to have a personal experience with Omaha Steaks. If you have never had any, but you're a steak eater, you're a burger eater, you're a chicken eater, you're a pork eater, you're a dessert eater, you get my drift? If you have all of that, it's pretty much everybody, right? You got to eat. You like Frank's? Like potatoes? All right. I think I've given you the idea of what's going on at Omaha Steaks. That's the basic core of their catalog. If you go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, you will find all of these things, and you can shop there for the semi-annual deal, the site-wide sale, where you get 50% off. So let's say something cost $8.99 normally. You get it for $4.98, right? $4.98 times, I think that's how that works. And so, I mean, I could, it's $10, you buy it for $5. Maybe that's a better, why make it difficult, right? So this is just yummy. Yummy, 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 good things for your tummy. Like those caramel apple tartlets. And the free Omaha steak burgers come along as well. So there you go. Help yourself 50% off at omahasteaks.com/Doug. Do it now. There's no limit to how much you can buy. So do it today. Do it tomorrow. We've got about another, 2 weeks of this thing? So let's get at it. omahasteaks.com/Doug. All right. Now, let us see the story of this grandmother, right? Recovering. Fell down an elevator shaft in New Jersey. 53 years old, picked up her granddaughter from a bus stop. She was trying to enter the elevator inside the apartment building.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, she fell down into the shaft to the basement below. Ooh, my.
Yeah, thankfully, she was only on the first floor.
Yeah.
I mean, it's still a hefty fall, but oh, my goodness, this could have been so much worse. And she survived the fall.
Yeah.
Badly injured, no doubt.
They're funny, the things, not funny, but weird, the things. The reason I sort of put this together with the balloon stories, because there's some, it's a story of survival.
Mm-hmm.
These folks survived. And that's the that's the best possible conclusion, other than having not had it happen at all. And then you wonder where the lawyers, when lawyers see stuff like this, man, they run. Can we help you? Yeah, right. Everybody gets sued. Okay. People in the news. Carly Russell, woman from Alabama, lied about abduction. This woman said that she was kidnapped, right? But she wasn't. So now she's been ordered to pay $18,000 in restitution.
Yeah.
Sentenced to probation. Did anybody figure out what her mental state was? She made false statements to the police. This was last summer this took place. Told authorities she'd been kidnapped after going missing for a couple of days. And then she admitted that she wasn't kidnapped at all.
Yeah.
She made it up.
I remember us discussing this. She had originally, and this was when she was still missing. She had reported, she called 911 and reported seeing a toddler on the side of the road. And then the story was she got out to check check the well-being of the toddler, see what was going on, was kidnapped by a man and a woman. A couple of days later, she resurfaces. And then police, there was a lot of questions about the stories didn't add up. Nobody else on the road. It was a busy road. Nobody else on the road ever commented on seeing a toddler or anything like that. And turns out that she did lie about all of this stuff. But I think that's one of the things where she also has to prove that she is getting help, mental and emotional help. Yeah. On a continued basis.
Weird, but remember, there was a lot of talk about this. I do remember that from last. Okay, folks, boys and girls, moms and dads, it's 18 after here on Good Day.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on four lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig. A true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
The Omaha Steaks semi-annual sale is here. You get 50% off site-wide. Save on mouth-watering favorites. Go to omahasteaks.com/Doug, D-O-U-G, and shop the semi-annual sale where you can load up on all the delicious flavor that you crave. And they're doing it for offering it to you for half price from their tender, juicy butcher's cut filet mignon, their pure ground burgers, the comfort classics, easy to prepare meals, perfect for busy weekday nights. Plus, as an added bonus, you get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers in the packages that you select. Shop omahasteaks.com/Doug. With the Omaha Steaks, the possibilities are endless, endless flavor, endless value, incredible entrees, scrumptious sides. omahasteaks.com/Doug.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You're in the battle alone, and life's punched a hole in your soul. You've been brought to your knees, but there's better days ahead. You'll be back on your feet again, and you're gonna be okay. On that darkest night, we'll find the day.
All right, so if you're just waking up to what today is, it's Friday, yes. It's one more Friday in the month of March, but it's Talk Like William Shatner Day. People have been paying tribute to him, impressionists, to William Shatner for years.
Oh, yeah.
It's, well, it's kind of like Trump. You know, you can do the thing with the... his voice and his impressions and that sort of thing.
I was thinking like Christopher Walken. Today's also Talk Like William Shakespeare Day, but let's all be honest, Talk Like William Shatner Day is so much more fun.
Yes, it is. James T. Kirk, please. James Tiberius, if you knew what the T stood for, on the USS Enterprise, probably his best-known role. The guy's 93 years old, and he is still at it, having made his acting debut in 1951. He became Ranger Bob. It was his first major TV role when he came from Canada to America in the mid-50s. He after his stint in getting going, they promoted the first movie, the first Star Trek movie, which I think was 1974, with Shatner being on a TV program called Celebrity Bowling. He's been in all kinds of animated films. He's done albums. He is always at it. He's still at it. And thanks to Jennifer Horn, whose father is good friends with Shatner, I've had several conversations at events at their house. And he and he divorced his wife just to protect that, but she's still basically his wife. He's really just a fabulous character and lots of fun. And you can look at his face and you think, my God, this guy's 93. You listen to his voice and you think, my God, this guy's 93. So, T.J. Hooker, we celebrate you today, Mr. Shatner. In a moment, we have a conversation about Gwyneth Paltrow here as we look at social media trending names right after this.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844-Xeljanz.
But on the inside is something you can't.
All right, let's get to the Gwyneth Paltrow story, which involves the star. All right, drop that down, will you please, James? Let's see if you can hear this. All right, let me see what we can do. And I'm sort of grabbing from my butt here. Let's see what people do, what they hear when they hear this. You hear that, Jay?
I did. I'm just internally laughing about you grabbing at your butt.
The reason I wanted to play that, because it's the most successful sounder, if you will, the 24 hours a day of the show 24, which Kiefer Sutherland was the star of. And the reason I'm playing it is because Gwyneth Paltrow had Kiefer Sutherland as a babysitter.
Isn't that funny?
I just think that's a riot. It's a great...
Yeah,
it really is just a... Anyway, he has talked off and on about babysitting for Paltrow in various interviews. He was working in a theater with Gwyneth Paltrow's mother, who's a very well-known actress named Blythe Danner. And she asked him if he would babysit for her. Let's see, I think she's in her early 50s. He's in his late 50s. And so anyway, they've been friends ever since. She was never in anything with him, though, I don't think. I'm going back in my memory. But Kiefer has done pretty much anything and everything. And there's such a movement now to get 24 back on the air again, which would be kind of cool. But it's just nice. It's just kind of... You know, you think about the Oscars and you watch the people that are together and who's friends in Hollywood, but to have Kiefer Sutherland be your babysitter, that's a great story. So we tell it here on the Good Day program, 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Companionship in the golden years. You know, while people of all ages derive wonderful rewards from dog ownership, senior citizens derive special benefits. Dogs provide loving, full-time companionship when friends and family are no longer around. The responsibility of dog ownership gives seniors a reason to get up and dress in the morning to feed and walk their canine companions. And for those older people who do not have the energy to run after a potty train or a frisky little puppy, an older dog is the ideal solution. Generally less likely to be adopted anyway than more than puppies. Younger dogs always find a home. Older senior citizens can think about adopting those older senior dogs. Give them a home that they normally wouldn't have. You know, we all know now that seniors living with pets take less medication, have less stress, and lower blood pressure, and it also helps them meet new people. So if there's a senior in your life that perhaps seems a little lonely, maybe the best thing you can do is take them to the local...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Antony Blinken announced the U.S. has presented a draft resolution to the United Nations urging an immediate ceasefire in Gaza linked to the release of hostages held by Hamas. Blinken made the statement during his meetings with leaders in the Middle East on Thursday. Following his discussion in Egypt, he's scheduled to travel to Israel on Friday. New York's Attorney General gearing up to seize some of Donald Trump's properties. USA's Laura Winters.
Donald Trump's golf course and a large estate he owns in Westchester County could be seized by New York Attorney General Letitia James. She's filed the preliminary paperwork in case Trump can't post the $500 million bond he needs in order to appeal his civil fraud judgment.
Wall Street closed as stocks higher Thursday. Stocks have been boosted thanks to the Federal Reserve indicating three rate cuts are still likely to come later on this year. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
Hello, my name is Lance Stephen Fisher. This is my grandpa's radio show, The Good Day Radio Program.
I'm in the mood to help you, dude. You ain't never had a friend like me. Mama. No, no. Can your friends do this? Can your friends do that? Can your friends pull this?
Oh, friends, hey!
Can your friends go? Well, look at here. Uh-huh. Can your friends?
So why do I recognize this? I kind of do, but I have. This is quiz time for me as well as for everybody
else. It's from Aladdin. Robin Williams as Genie.
Yeah, I miss
Robin Williams. I was never the biggest fan of most of his movies. I liked some of his movies, don't get me wrong. But him as a person, I always loved hearing the stories that people, because he never talks about himself, but people who worked with him, and this was while he was still alive and even more so after he passed, they would say how, like, in between takes or on set when they were waiting around, he would make phone calls to hospitals to make people smile. And just, he was such, he had the heart of this philanthropist with, like, not even monetary stuff. He lived to bring joy to other people. And then you realize that's because he had such a hard time getting himself. The joy within himself.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Listen, that's happened a lot. Reflection, if you will, or deflection of one's own situation. All right, so here we get into another half hour of the Good Day program for Friday. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. One of the items that are looking ahead for plans, right? What are you doing this weekend? What are you doing next week? What are you doing with your life? Do you make plans? Do you think about what you're going to do either later in the hour? We plan the hours on the radio, right? And sometimes they're planned better better than others, but we a little bit of planning going on. Then you plan the rest of the day. What are you doing with your children? What are you doing with your spouse? What are you doing to visit friends Friday night, right? So I'm just asking you to think about what you think about and how often you actually plan for things and what things happen without planning for them. For example, the moon is almost full. We're going into the month of Aries in terms of the what you when we look at the calendar, we see months, right? But also astrologically, there are months, and we're into the month of Aries, which is a fire sign. And so things, people who were born during the month of Aries are kind of hot, if you will, hot-blooded sometimes. And it's kind of, what do you do with that? And I was thinking of that last night, walking Daisy, looking at that moon, which is almost full. It was so bright in the sky. The sky was so lit up. This time of year, as things get brighter, right? And you look at the moon and you look at the sky and wow. So wouldn't it be nice if you had somebody that you were romantically close to and you could plan a walk tonight? You and Ryan, Jay, could go out and take a walk and look at the moon. Mm-hmm. Look at the moonlight. Look at the stars. Just kind of have a sit down and talk about
every single night. I love the night
sky. Yeah, right. Okay, people are not going to like this announcement, but I'm going to make it anyway. Have you heard of Opill? O-P-I-L-L? Do you know what it is?
What is it?
First over-the-counter birth control pill to be sold in the United States. It is going to, I guarantee you, change the landscape of all the conversation about contraceptive and birth control and all of the stuff that we've had. I consider it to be nonsense, not because I don't respect what goes on in terms of life, but I also respect a woman's right to choose because I don't think it's anybody else's business. And because certain governmental inclinations or people that are in government inclinations and people who support supported banning Roe v. Wade and all that stuff because they have feelings, strong feelings about when life begins, etc. I have strong opinions about it. I don't like abortion at all, but I think that it's not my business. And I say that, and it's not convenient for me to say it. It's just that's how I feel. And I think this thing, this over-the-counter pill is going to be, that's why they call it O-pill, because it's an over-the-counter pill that will basically transform access to contraceptions. And you know, there'll be some states that will probably try to outlaw it, but women will go across, you know, state lines and buy the stuff.
And there will be a limit on how many weeks pregnant, you know, to be able to take this, which I think is also one of the arguments with abortion in general, where a lot of people believe that it's late-term abortions that people are doing. That's not what's going on unless there's an actual issue where the mother's life is at stake.
Mm-hmm. Well,
or if the baby's life just isn't compatible with life once they're born anyway. A lot of times that will happen. But with something like this, like an over-the-counter pill, there's already a pill. It's just doctor-prescribed when somebody wants to have an abortion or needs to have an abortion or something like that, or if it's a missed miscarriage, which is a miscarriage, but your body doesn't get the memo.
Yeah.
And you can only do something like this pill-wise within the first trimester, because otherwise the baby, the fetus is too big. You can't pass it. What happens is you'll pass it through your body and everything. And if it's too big, you have to have a surgery anyway.
Yeah. All right, so it'll be interesting to see how that goes. This program brought to you in part by Progressive Insurance. We have insurance for your motorcycles, right? Boats, RVs, cars. You want protection on the road and on the water. See how much you can save. 800-PROGRESSIVE. By the way, you can use that number or the website, progressive.com, if you're looking for a job, looking for a career. You want a path with flexibility and great pay, great benefits. You can go to the same website, progressive.com. / careers, and you can apply right there online. Very cool. Listen, makes a lot of sense. Here's some good news for those of you who are book readers. I mean, actually want the book. I don't want to read a book online on a device. I want to read the book. My bag when I travel has always a couple of books in it so that I can read when I'm sitting at the airport or if I'm in the plane waiting to take off and you can't mm-hmm. use the entertainment devices, read a book. And so this is something, you almost have to catch your breath when you hear this. The number of bookstores were going down, 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 like they're, the last 20 years, they almost always, they disappeared. Barnes & Noble, we had a Barnes & Noble in my the local mall here, it went away. Well, now, Barnes & Noble has 31 new stores. And the latest is opening up in Nebraska. I thought this was kind of cool, right? They maybe they'll go to 50 stores this year. The great news here is that it's more than just a bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff, book sales, people are reading more, and that's a very good sign because it's good for your brain.
I love that, yes.
Right? Brain. Mm-hmm. Got to have your brain working. So anyway, and they're opening them around the world, too. Germany, India, they're opening Barnes & Noble's bookstores. So they never gave up. I think that's the good thing. That's the cool thing.
And Barnes & Noble's was the one that you used to also have Borders, Walden Books, all of that stuff. Barnes & Noble's, when those are shutting down, they absorbed them, essentially. And so it almost seemed like as far as franchise bookstores, Barnes & Noble was the only one still around. The rest were either mom-and-pop bookstores, which were, you know, are dying in and of themselves too. So just to see that the era of the bookstore is, it's coming back. That is awesome.
Yay! Okay, from the Yay Department, here in Massachusetts at Mass General Hospital yesterday, a man received the first pig kidney transplant. His name is Richard Slayman. He had, he was dying, kidney failure. And they couldn't find a kidney to match him, but because this pig had been grown specifically to create a kidney that he or someone of his blood type could use, 4-hour surgery, life-saving, 62 years old. I think this is really kind of an interesting thing. Did the pig give its life to save this guy's life?
Yeah.
I mean, you could look at it that way.
Genetically modified specifically for this.
Yeah. 69 genetic edits, as a matter of fact. This is something that was the skilled labor, if you will, at eGenesis, which is a company that is a genetically altering technological, however you want to look at it, the pig. All the harmful pig genes were removed. Human genes were added to improve the organ's compatibility with the patient. The science behind it, the retroviruses that the pig might have had, so that there's no risk of infection, those were all mm-hmm. eliminated. How do you do that?
Well, and at what point do they start doing this where it's fully lab-grown, where it is no longer an animal involved? Just like we've discussed the lab-grown meat, where it's genetically actual meat, but no animals were harmed because it was never like a living animal to begin with. At what point do they start doing something like this for this very reason, for kidney transplants, for lung transplants, for liver transplants?
First, human organ transplant took place in 1954. It was a kidney. It was done at the same hospital, Mass General. And so they've been at this. They've done a lot of these sorts of things. And people know Mass General. If I've got something seriously wrong with me, I'm going to Mass General. Like you go to the Cleveland Clinic, right, mm-hmm. Jay, where you are, I'm going to Mass General. There are 100,000 people in the United States right now waiting for a kidney organ, a transplant. 17 people die every day waiting for an organ. So you can imagine what kind of cash is involved in this as well, whether that's the motivation or not. I'm not speculating, but I'm just telling you that those are the numbers. Wowie zowie. All right, so that's good news. What the heck is fueling all the Kate Middleton speculation and the conspiracy theories?
I think the secrecy behind it. The fascination mixed with the secrecy.
Really? What is happening? There is speculation as to what she's staying out of the public eye for sure. She had abdominal surgery. That was planned.
Yeah.
But she's getting more attention than King Charles, who's got cancer and looks like he's on his last leg. If you look at him, he looks awful. I mean, whatever's going on with him.
People like Kate better than Charles.
Well, okay. All right. Yeah. That's
there
kind
you
of
go.
A given. All right. That's it. Got it. 3-year-old boy drove a truck. I'll repeat myself. A 3-year-old boy drove a truck that fatally struck a 2-year-old girl in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm. Do not leave your children unattended in the car.
Jennifer Angabunga. This week saw the passing, if you go to the NASA website, my favorite individual website, the passing of Thomas Stafford, who was a NASA astronaut. He was in the Apollo missions. He was commander of Apollo 10, passed away at the age of 93. Most of all these guys live around a space central. They live down in central Florida. They live on the island Merritt Island, or they live around Cocoa Beach. My great friend, Mr. Honeycutt, who ran the whole thing and was nice enough to bring me in for any number of years. He ran the Space Center. He selected all of the original astronauts, and he was very, very friendly with this guy. So Tom Stafford, we celebrate what he did and all of the astronauts that have gone before him as we think about what goes on there as a national treasure, frankly. 48 past the hour here on Good Day.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Being young with unlimited energy to burn. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
All guys lose their edge when they turn 40. The body has less testosterone. That's why I take Nugenix Total T.
I've heard about Nugenix. That really works?
Since I started taking Nugenix, I'm lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. I feel more energized at work. It's even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try?
Yep, send a text. It's that easy.
Text TIP to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. Do it now and they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, their newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text TIP to 42424. That's TIP to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive presents Good News, Bad News, Dumb News, then Great News. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Progressive asks, what do a slow Friday night, bored teenage boys,
I'm bored,
a pack of fireworks,
this is going to be awesome,
and a teetering branch suspended over your car have in common?
Look out! Run!
They can quickly wreak havoc on your slow Friday night.
Uh-oh.
Bundle your home and auto with Progressive for great savings and round-the-clock protection.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states or situations.
You can live out your MasterChef dreams when you find a professional on Angie to tackle your dream kitchen remodel. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside. repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Now 53 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Some people call me Mr. Good Day, and Jay is Ms. Good Day. How about that? The Food, Farm, and Family Department, foodfarmfamily.com every day. Yesterday, at this time, we were celebrating National Macaroon Day, and you can hear all the excitement because we have a sort of podcast to download at foodfarmfamily.com. You get all the information about the things that we celebrate and the things that we warn you about, because every day there's also, there's always an alert, right? Allergy alert, recall, that sort of thing. So today, we have Kick Ash Products, not you, okay, Kick A-S-H from Wisconsin, recalling dark chocolate cherry granola because it contains almonds. People who have an allergy or sensitivity to almonds run the risk of serious or life-threatening allergic reaction if they consume it. How many people are likely to do that? I mean, this is, they're erring on the side of caution for sure. Mm-hmm. But one wonders out loud in this case how many people might be eating these dark chocolate cherry granola bars that have undeclared almonds. How many people are going to be eating them and that have an almond allergy?
Oh, I guess I hope that. None, because that actual allergy, that's deadly, not just an intolerance, an actual allergy.
Yeah.
And I always think when it comes to a food allergy, again, not intolerance and a full-blown allergy where, like, you can go into anaphylactic shock, you have to carry an EpiPen, all those things.
Yeah.
That has to be scary, eating anything that you did not prepare yourself, because you're putting your complete, total blind trust into other people.
All the more reason to buy food and cook it yourself. I don't know how you make chocolate. That'd be a little hard to do. But you can do it, but it's not easy for sure. All right, here's some interesting food, farm, and family news, Jay. The snakes, known as pythons, are on their way to becoming a source of meat because of all the food insecurity. That means people who don't have enough food. That's another one. That's like the unhoused. It's a kind of woke expression, food insecurity, don't have enough to eat. So this report from the Scientific Journal finds snake meat to be highly efficient, environmentally friendly, good source of nutrition, and they can be raised on waste proteins. I want to know what that is. But, you know, you eat all kinds of stuff, and it could be protein.
That's what I was wondering. I was like, why is this such a news thing? Or is it this fact that it's pythons specifically, and we know that certain areas have python issues? Because we already know there's rattlesnake in the Southwest is...
Yep. Tastes like chicken.
That's normal. Yeah, it's. Yeah. I always heard that it tastes like a whitefish, where like it really doesn't have much taste until you add seasoning and spices. But then in Asia, like Southeast Asia, snake meat is considered a delicacy.
Well, in this case, that's where these are grown. The farms, these are factory farms, if you will. It takes 12 months to grow a python to full size. Thailand, Vietnam is where they grow them. Snake farming is a big deal there. Snake meat is important. So there's there were 4,600 pythons. They were found in Burma, and they watched how they grew. They require less food, rather than much less than feeding chicken, beef, pork, that kind of stuff. So snakes, snakes were fed locally sourced food, like rodents and pork byproducts and fish pellets and things like that, and yakabunga. But they, now they're sourced. I mean, if you don't know that it's python meat and it tastes good, what is the old thing? What you don't know won't hurt
you. Yeah, to each their own. Right? Well, I always think of the old Wild West movies where there's always a scene where they're cooking a snake over an open fire.
There you go. Rabbits and snakes. That's what they have. Blueberries, strawberries, again on the Dirty Dozen list. 95% of non-organic strawberries and leafy greens like spinach, etc. Grapes, peaches, pears. All of this stuff gets tested all the time, and they have detectable levels of pesticides even though you try to clean them. Nectarines, apples, bell peppers, cherries, blueberries, green beans. All of these things are the part of the Dirty Dozen. Pesticides that are applied cannot be removed even if you wash them. And some of them can cause spontaneous abortions. Is look for organic stuff. It may cost a little bit more, but that's the lesson here. That's the message. Don't buy these things with skins on them if they are not organic, because even if you wash them, you peel them, you scrub them, the stuff still gets through the skin. All right? Food, farm, family, important on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.